K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Right this very moment, he's working against the plan that he know he cannot get. I'm fighting with the enemy. My brothers and sisters, salvation is not just a future hope, but it is a present reality to bring peace and assurance to us. When we accept Christ, we invite him into a personal, relationship that continually guides, strengthens, and conforms us no matter where we are. And Jesus answered the disciples' question when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I have shared so many times that you ought to know who this I am is. Who is I am? Jesus said, "I am." In the book of Exodus, he said, "I am that I am." When we think about it, he told Moses that when they ask you, "Who am I?" tell them, "I am that I am." And when he said that he is called Yahweh, he is called Elohim, he is called Adonai, which is the Lord God Almighty. He is called Jehovah. We wrestle with that because some denominations say we're Jehovah Witnesses, and they just using his name, but their doctrine can, let me leave that alone. Because it ain't about our doctrine, it's about our relationship. And so the Lord ain't interested in your denomination nor your religious authority. He's interested in our personal walk with him. Because Jesus came into this world to seek and to save those that were lost. And so the Lord is speaking to the hearts of men today. Jesus declared in John 14:6, it's profound, emphasizing that no one come to the Father except through him. Now, I'm not concerned with these other religions, for we are told in Acts 4:12 tells us that neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Then I like to add too that at the name of Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Even if you don't think you will confess, the Lord said every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess. Donald said, "Get your praise on." Angels in heaven bow before him, and we should give him accolades for who he is and what he has done. By declaring himself as the ultimate source of guidance, truth, and life, Jesus makes it clear that our spiritual journey must begin and end with him. It ain't about other folks, no other doctrine or philosophy. It's about Christ. When folks say there are many ways, they lying to you. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that is through the Son. My brothers and sisters, this statement challenges us to consider where we place our trust and what we rely on for spiritual security. Now, security guards are designed to protect the property or individuals from interference or an attack. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So our security is under the protection of the God through the Son, so that the enemy can't come against us to kill us, to steal us, and to destroy from us what God has for us. And when you've been bought with a price, when you have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you are somebody. What I love about the Lord is that he's still conforming us, changing us, redeeming us, reconciling us, baptizing us, oh yes, and saving us as well. And that's optimal. That's what I love about the Lord. It reminds us that salvation is not found in our efforts, our own efforts. It is not found in our tradition. No matter what grandma and grandpa used to be, I came out of the Methodist church, went into the Baptist church, stayed a little while in the church of a Sabbath Day Adventist church. So I've got a good dose of a lot of stuff. And the Lord said, I'm in all of those churches if I am the center of their religion. And what I love about the Lord is that not only did he give me a dose of who and what people think, it gave me an ideology, it gave me an idea of what the Lord desired for me to be. So Lord, what did you want me to be? I want you to be who I called you to be. To share my word under what is called grace so that men will understand who I am and that they will not fall away under what there will be turbulence in a world that is filled with chaos, and you're seeing it today, chaos, animosity, strife, racism, bigotry, and fighting with one another. That stuff ain't going to stop. So the Lord is speaking to us because it is not about our efforts, not about our tradition, not about anybody trying to work your way into heaven. You're under a different set of order here. Because salvation ain't about your good works. It's about a relationship with the one who saved us. Your good works is part of a reward system. And so, everything we do is based on the completed work of Christ at the cross. If we place the I am before each word, we see that Jesus embodies every aspect necessary for eternal life. For he is the way, guiding us to truth and purpose. And he is revealing God's character and promises. And the life offering us a rebirth and hope through his sacrifices. So Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. For Jesus is the way out, and Jesus is the way in. What do you mean? Jesus is our door, for he said, I am the door. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And every one of those started with, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. And it all starts with who? Jesus. And because it all starts with him, he is our way out. He is the bridge between our brokenness and our godliness, providing a way for us to be reconciled and restored. You miss your shout. I am talking to a Baptist church, right? Because sometimes we sound like Methodists. I'm in your business now. For he is the bridge between our brokenness and our godliness or our holiness, providing for us a way for us to be reconciled and restored. For it is through Jesus we find access to grace and forgiveness, which empowers us to live in freedom and from guilt and from shame. Can I share more? We are reminded that following him is not merely a direction we choose, but a transformation we experience daily as he leads us closer to the heart of God. When the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, comes into our life, you are different. I don't care how you lived all your life. I don't care what you were brought up in, how you struggled and how you lived and how you thought the world did not appreciate what you had to offer. When you have a relationship and a transformation of what God has done in your life and through your life by the power of the Holy Spirit, you're a different person. you begin to treat people differently. You act differently. People see you as strange and unusual. And when you walk by, people say whatever they're talking about, they stop. It's called respect. But the world is looking for something to criticize you for when you have been baptized and born again. And when you speak an unknown tongue and an unknown language, they say, is something wrong with you? No, it's something wrong with them because they haven't been born again.
That's right.
We wrestle with doctrine and denomination because we don't know the whole story. But when you've experienced some of a little bit of everything, you know where everybody is trying to get to. And we're all trying to get to heaven under the umbrella of Christ. I don't know where that came from. The Lord is speaking to the church today. The question is, are we hearing what Christ is saying? He who have an ear, let him. Somebody got to hear him. We have a journey, and we're imparting on this journey. Jesus said, I am the way out. True salvation is accepting by faith the fact that Jesus is the only way out of the mess we got ourselves into, out of sin that traps us. Sin is a trap. The enemy is the orchestrator of it. And the day you start accepting the Lord as your personal Savior, you can expect stuff to happen. His objective is to stop you because he don't want you to be saved, because he know where he's headed. He was in heaven. He know what it looked like, and he certainly don't want you to see it. So his objective is to take from you what he know he has lost. And so if he can pull you away from him by the ideologies of the world, do you know the biggest problem in this world has got to do with a lot of capitalism, for the love of money is the root of all
evil.
And the more people gravitate toward anybody, seeing somebody gravitate toward money, the more you gravitate toward money, it becomes your G-O-D, your God.
Come on.
And the Lord is watching this dispensation of this church age. The first Adam got us into sin, but the last Adam got us out of it. When sin entered the world, it was God who had the answer. God established a pathway for mankind called redemption, and redemption is the act of being saved from sin or evil. There was an exchange that would take place that allowed the Son of God to pay the sin price that God required. Yeah. This exchange allowed man to have the opportunity to be made right with God, because the way we are, Dwayne, we couldn't do it because we had a sin nature. And our Heavenly Father will not have fellowship or relation with sin. You have heard me say, some have said, I'll come to church when I get right. And that statement have reference to the future. But I'm reminded, the Lord said, I want you to come as you are.
Amen.
So many times, I hate to say this, men, we don't really like to come to church until we get old and we can't do nothing.
Amen.
You'll catch that too. And you can't beat us getting in the church. I ought to know, because I'm old now too. And we come to church now because when we were young, we could do everything we wanted to do. But now that we are old, you can't beat us hanging close to our wives. I'm going to leave that alone. The Lord is simply saying, I need you to come the way you are. Because I need to transform you into my image. I need to mold you. I need to shape.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
You've heard about it. Now it's time to experience the Anointed King Cuts difference. Located in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza at 4519 Lee Street, you get fast, professional, and courteous.